all down here, kind of a summer activity for us, because at that time there wasn't anything else much to do around Brecksville. We bring our lunch and we come down. Usually would have a hike every day we were here with the park person who was in charge at that time. They called the naturalist. That person, whether it was a male or a female, would generally direct us in a hike and was probably the leader most times, but sometimes we'd go on our own. And we always brought our lunch, and we'd stop and have lunch somewhere along the hike or here at the museum. And there was instruction. The naturalist would explain to us certain kinds of trees and how to tell one tree from another. We had animals here at that time, too, a live animal. The one that comes to my mind the most was the raccoon that we had. I think two different seasons we had a baby raccoon. Where it came from, I'm not sure, but it was kept here, and we could take it out of the cage, and it would ride along on our shoulder wherever we went or follow us here or there. We'd take it down to the creek down below here, and it would fish for crayfish down there. Of course, we looked for birds along the way on our hikes. And then we also helped with people as they visited the museum, as we called it. We would explain the different kinds of snakes we had in captivity at the time.